The only all-digital station in southern Iowa. This is KIIC Albia and KIIC HD1.
Tonight from 10 to 11:30, this is our final show of the 2024 season as the teams tonight have punched their tickets to the Unidome in the 2024 Iowa High School State Football Championships beginning next Wednesday, an eight-player through Saturday with all the other classes, and we'll get you the update. We already have the pairing set for that and all the scores from the night. Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, are you ready for a busy night?
You know, there's all these people that wait till bowl season and start talking about, you know what, one football game a day. No. Next week in Iowa, you can go to the Dome every day and fill, for the next 2 weeks, fill your day at least, 4 days a week with football. I tell you, growing up where I grew up, we used to love going. The championships in the state where I grew up was always Thanksgiving weekend, and we would go in for 2 days. We would do nothing but from breakfast to dinner watch football. It's an awesome time of the year. We've got some classes where the teams we probably thought a couple weeks ago would be there are going to be there, and then we've got some classes, Tony, like 5A, that at this point, too, I think you could just roll a dice, or, you know, I don't know what you do. Just run a randomizer, put some four teams out there. I don't think anybody, there's a clear cut leader in a class like 5A right now.
Well, when you think about it, about 5 weeks ago, I think there was 100 unbeaten teams in the state. There are 10 heading to the Dome in seven classes, and three of them are an eight player.
That's crazy.
That tells you how competitive this 2024 season was.
And I'll tell you, Mother Nature was listening to us in week seven, week eight, when we said, hey, let's bottle up this weather and save it for the quarterfinals. Boy, did she respond. This is just gorgeous tonight.
You know, there's parts of the Midwest that have been slammed with rain here over the last week. But yeah, here in Iowa, you know, the rain kind of held off. We needed a little bit of rain here at post-harvest.
They have rain tomorrow.
Farmers are out on the way down here with me and John. There were some guys still harvesting corn. Oh, so, you know, we don't want to forget the guys that may be out there in the combines tonight still doing some field work and some of that. But, man, what a great time to be alive.
And right, watch for deer.
Yeah.
And by the way, all season long, the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show has been powered by Learfield with over 30 great affiliates across the state, statewide. We appreciate each and every one of those as we've gotten you all the scores from every class each and every Friday night. Our coaches hotline all season long, we'll have 10 on tonight, is brought to you by the Stethoscope at Stethoscope.com. The rankings that are used each and every year are those provided by Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com. Joe Millage, our executive producer tonight. It's also Jacob Briggs joining us in the producer's box. He'll be handling all the buttons. But let's get right to it. Last night, the eight-player games began. We have the finals of that, and we'll start off with Wendell Campbell.
Here's the ref in eight-player football last night. As they will be playing next Wednesday morning starting. You can get your brunch and head to the Dome on Wednesday morning for their semifinal game. In Pod A last night, it was Montezuma taking the road trip halfway to where? About Lenexa, Kansas or so? To get to
Dodge City, basically.
Yeah, Dodge City. But it was all Lenox last night as the number two team moves to 11-0 in the season, 62-20 over number eight Montezuma. Montezuma, the Braves, in their season at 9-2, a great campaign for the Braves, but Lenox will be headed to the Dome. In Pod B, that's where your number one team in Class 8 player, Bishop Garrigan, they maintain their just stranglehold on that number one position. 23-game winning streak for Bishop Garrigan. They defeated a good Edgewood Colesburg team last night. Two undefeateds go in, one comes out. Edgewood Colesburg, another great campaign here in 2024. But it was all Bishop Garrigan tonight, 51-36. And John, we've got somebody on the line.
Yes, we do. In the winner's circle for the Stethoscope at Stethoscope.com is the head coach, the legendary coach of the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears, Marty Wadley. Coach, congratulations, 51-36 again last night. And hey, back to the Dome again. This never gets old, does it, going to the Unidome for your for the Garrigan Golden Bears?
Thanks for the introduction. Appreciate that. I don't know about legendary, but our kids played so good last night, and our defense, I mean, we held a kid who was averaging 255 yards a game to, 115 yards on 27 carries, and that just says a lot about our defense and our coaching staff and how hard our kids played last night, and they played really hard.
We're talking to head coach Marty Wadley from the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears. Coach Wadley, congratulations on another great campaign here in 2024. You know, as we dwindle these teams down, it just gets harder and harder every week. By this point, 11 weeks you guys have put in the work and put in the video and, just kind of rinse and repeat. And talk about this team and got one more game in you for sure, and hopefully a second game here coming in the Dome.
Quite a few of these kids, not quite a few, but a handful started last year on our championship team, and I think it just breeds a lot of success when you have success. Our kids worked really hard in the off season, and they've done a great job this year. And I know a lot of kids or a lot of teams, I think, kind of doubted our quality of our schedule and everything like that. But we've improved week by week, and that's something that we did last year, and we've really shown that this year too. To beat the last two teams we've beaten in the playoffs and played as well as we have against them in the last three teams, completed. I'm very happy with that, and I know our kids are, and a lot of work's gone into their success for sure.
We're talking to head coach Marty Wadley of the defending state champs Bishop Garrigan, 11-0 on the season with a victory over Edgewood Colesburg last night, 51-36, to advance to the semifinals in the Unidome next Wednesday night. And Coach Wadley, across the state this year, it's been unbelievable. To me, it's survive and advance this year. How has it been an eight player? I think it's been as competitive a year across the board each and every Friday night.
I think it has too. When we look at all the different scores and around the districts, you don't really start watching a lot until probably week 5, 6, 7, and where everybody's at and how they play. But very competitive, and I think each district had a ton of competitive teams in it and a lot of high scores and coming from different districts that we saw and the ability of teams to put up points, and we talk about that some, and we still think that if you can find a way to play some defense, it doesn't matter if you're on an 80 player field or 80 yard field or a 100 yard field, it doesn't really matter. I mean, defense is going to carry you where you need to go, hopefully, and that can change a lot of things with teams. But it's been very competitive, and week in and week out when we see teams or hear about teams, it's been super competitive.
Coach, it's 10 o'clock as your semifinal against Remsen St. Mary's this Wednesday morning. Coach, congratulations getting back to the Dome, and good luck in the Final Four of eight-player football.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. That's head coach Marty Wadley on the in the winner's circle from last night on the Garrigan Golden Bears for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com, selling land and equipment for 65 years. They're one of the nation's fastest growing auction companies with locations throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region.
All right, again, the other semifinal.
Yeah, and Coach Wadley, 33rd season there with Bishop Garrigan as well. And like you said, they will be kicking off at 10 a.m. On Wednesday morning on the 13th. The rest of eight-player scores here, Pod C, and that's where Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and the Running Rebels, they avenged a loss in week one to Don Bosco. This one took two overtimes, but number seven, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck moves to 10-1 with a 34-33 win over Don Bosco. Again, that one two overtimes last night. And they will be taking on Lennox out of Pod A. That game will be at 1 o'clock next Wednesday afternoon. And finally, in Pod D, that's where number three, Remsen St. Mary's, they moved to 11-0 on the season over Audubon and the Wheelers, 61-20, as Remsen St. Mary's carries a 48-game regular season win streak into next week's victory, or next week's opportunity against Bishop Garrigan at 10 a.m. So those are all finals. So that sets us up for next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Get your eggs and coffee. Come watch football in the Dome, St. Mary's, Bishop Garrigan. And then at 1 o'clock, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Lennox will be taking that one on.
Well, talking about Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Lennox, Lennox again victorious last night over Montezuma, 62-20, and joining us on the coach's hotline, the head man himself, Cole Bond. Cole, congratulations on a big win, and congratulations on an outstanding season as you head to the Unidome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, 62-20 over Monty. Boy, you beat a good Montezuma team. My understanding, your strength certainly is your running attack. That's my understanding, some real quick individuals for that your Lennox Tigers.
Yeah, you know, for our team in general, you know, it all starts with Gabe Funk and J.J. Martin, and then Sprint Bundle with Colvin Robinson. You know, those first two are just kind of everything. Offense runs through them entirely. And, you know, they're a good 1-2 punch. They're definitely different running styles, but they do a great job.
And we're talking to head coach Cole Bond of Lennox. Lennox, you know, you guys were set up in what a very tough district this year as well. So that set up a great run for you here in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely helped. I think each week, you know, we've got somebody tougher, and, you know, they've brought different abilities to the table, and it's really showed us we've got to grow each week and, you know, take care of business each and every day. And but do a lot of the little things right. You know, what can we control? And that's ourselves. And, you know, we just got to keep doing that.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Gladbrook Rhinebeck in that second semifinal in the Dome this coming Wednesday. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
The comments of head coach Cole Bond at Lennox for the Steffes Group and the coaches' hotlines. The Steffes Group, the nation's fastest-growing auction company.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Bex Player with Heart preview with Todd Kim, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. We'd like to thank those listening on KDEC 94.9 and 99.1 FM, The River, Decorah, Waukon. On the Hive in Denison on KDSN. In Des Moines on KRNT 102.1 FM and AM 1350 ESPN. And in Killer Bee Country in Esterville. KILR-FM. Thanks to all of our great affiliates all season long on this outstanding 2024 football season. We'll get to the scores from 5A to Class A tonight as they play tonight to get their Unidome tickets punched. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Iowa High School Football Final Scoreboard Show of the season from 10 to 11:30 every Friday night and powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As your community ag partner, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Thanksgiving from all of us at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative. Just a reminder, our office will be closed on Thursday, November 28th and Friday, November 29th, so our team can enjoy the holiday with loved ones. But don't worry, we'll be back on Monday, December 2nd, ready to serve you. And remember, our phones are always answered 24/7 for any emergencies. Wishing you and your family a Thanksgiving filled with gratitude and joy.
Now it's time for the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
A Northeast Iowa woman said she did a double take when she realized she won $100,000.
I got home and scratched it and bought our debt.
Bobby Joe Bratcher of Cibula won a top prize playing the $100,000 Mega Crossword Scratch Game. She bought her winning ticket at K&J's Chop and Hop in Cibula.
She said her mind started racing when she realized she'd reached the game's top prize level.
I just started shaking and, you know, a million things go through your head that you can pay this off, pay that off.
Bobby Joe is no stranger to big lottery wins. This was the third big crossword prize that she'd won over the past 10 years.
I've won $30,000 and I won $50,000 and now I won $100,000.
Bobby Joe said she plans to use her winnings to pay off her car and build a garage.
The Iowa Lottery, putting the woohoo into winning since 1985.
Teams and one big scoreboard. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
And welcome back to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. We're here at 11:30 tonight. Quarterfinal round games are in. Semifinals for the Interdome are all set, along with John Martinson and Wendell Campbell. I'm Tony Atzeni. Jacob Briggs, our producer tonight. And we like to thank Kevin Cunningham, our score inputter this 2024 season. Outstanding job, Kevin, on what he's done. We like to thank those in Forest City that listen on the best mix and more, KIOW-FM, and in Fort Madison on Fox Sports 104.5 FM and AM 1360 KBKB. Let's get to the Bex Hybrids Player with Heart. This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. Here's Todd Kim with this week's Players with Heart.
Is recognizing student athletes that are not only a star in athletics, but a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Grady Madden of North Union High School is interested in the business side of agriculture and started his own moving company with a friend.
One of his neighbors had to move some stuff out of their house, and we moved all their stuff out of their house and into a new house, and it paid us pretty good. So then my buddy just said we should keep doing this, and so we did, and it worked out pretty good for us.
He's also a volunteer youth basketball referee and learned how challenging officiating can be.
You better call it the right way out of bounds, or the fourth grade grandmas will get mad at you.
Growing up on a farm, Haley Lightoff of Van Buren County has always had an interest in animals.
Some of the first memories I remember is my brother and I, when we were little, we would run out with like bottles and go feed the bottle calves out on the farm.
Some of the earliest memories for Caleb Sinwell of Nashua Plainfield are from his grandfather's hog farm.
Playing in the grass, playing with the pigs, just hanging around the tractors, hanging around the fields, hanging around the farm, being in the barn, doing the chores with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, and getting to eat a good dinner that my grandma made. And just being around the table with everybody.
As a four-sport athlete, Cooper Wearson of Collins Maxwell enjoys representing his community.
You know, by helping them out, getting wins, you know, that's something fun. You know, like we made playoffs this year. That was a fun experience for our community, first time in Spartan history.
Nominate a player by searching Bex, Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, let's get back to the scores, and we'll go to 5A, where they all play tonight for the ticket to the Dome. And number four, Iowa City Liberty defeated Ankeny tonight 21-13 to give Liberty their first trip to the Interdome in their short school's history. Top-ranked Dowling Catholic, they improved to 10-1. They defeated number five, Ankeny Centennial, 14-10. The Maroons also won on October 4th, 41-36, so two tight games, but two different types of ways of winning, one offensive showdown and one defensive. In Pod C, number 10 and three-time defending champ Southeast Polk, they improved to 7-4, and they'll be in the Dome again to try to defend as they defeated Iowa City West easily tonight, 42-15, and finishing it all out tonight, West Des Moines Valley, ranked number 2, defeated number 3, Johnson. Well, that played out like 2 and 3 should play. 38-35, the Tigers win. They also won on September 13th, 34-24. So that sets up West Des Moines Valley and Dowling Catholic on Friday, November 15th, a 4 o'clock kickoff there, followed at 7 by Southeast Polk trying to defend that championship again against Iowa City Liberty. And joining us on the coach's hotline is Dowling Catholic head coach Tom Wilson. We finally get Tom on as they get ready to head to the Dome. Congratulations, Coach Wilson, on an outstanding season and the hopes of a title in this 2024 season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got some coaches tonight we've not heard from before. We have some legendary coaches. This gentleman certainly fits the bill. Coaches, the trips to the Dome, they never get old, do they?
No, it's really happy to be in this position. Happy for our kids. They played their hearts out, and it was a hard-fought win.
Well, Coach, no unbeatens in Class 5A, and there's a pretty good reason why. This has been about as most balanced a season. I know you met West Des Moines Valley early in the season, second time around, coaches' adjustments and stuff. How tough is that when you know you have game film, but that's early in the season, and now you get ready to meet each other with your familiarity with each other in the dome?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, with us in Valley, we're somewhat used to it, and most of the time
you can
plan to see them two times, and that was early. I'm sure they changed some, we've changed some, so it'll be another good football game.
Yeah, your battle of Centennial tonight, boy, you held the Jaguars at 10 points tonight. Obviously, that certainly speaks volumes of your team's defensive effort tonight.
Our kids were fantastic defensively. We had a goal line stand late in that ball game. I think they're on the half yard line and stopped them for four downs and just an outstanding effort by them. They're a very good offense and their back is explosive. They're good up front. So to be able to do that was a phenomenal effort on their part.
Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight for the Maroons and good luck in the Unidome against Valley this coming week ahead. Good luck, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Tom Wilson with the comments. We thank the longtime coach for joining us on the Iowa High School Football Coaches, the Scoreboard Show for the Steffes Group, your professional auctioneer since 1960.
All right, we'll get to the 4A scores, get those in, and then when we come back, we'll talk to a head coach from Class 4A, Jay McKinstry of Pella, in his final season of coaching, and he's going to try to see if he can pull a championship up in Little Dutch Country. Let's get to the 4A scores tonight, where the unbeaten team left in that class is North Pole. They are 11-0, top ranked. They defeated Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight, 35-14. Decorah, number two ranked and previously unbeaten, falls tonight late to North Scott, seventh-rated North Scott over number two Decorah, 28-24. North Scott's Chase Smith, a 25-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Smith with 29 seconds left to win that ball game. Also, it was number five Pella getting by number four Gilbert, 19-14. That avenges a loss in the end of the season, 14-7. To the Tigers. And number three, Lewis Central, the defending champs, they improved to 10-1 with a 32-25 win over number six, ADM of Adel. And it was Lewis Central's Brady Hetzel with a 60-yard touchdown pass to Peyton Phippen with 7 seconds left to win that ball game. So, again, a wide-open class, only one unbeaten. And Lewis Central will take on Pella in the Unidome next Thursday, November 14th. It'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff, and that'll be followed at 7 by North Scott of Eldridge, taking on unbeaten North Polk in the other semifinal again at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk to head coach Jay McKinstry. We'll get to the 3A, 2A, 1A, and A scores as well, and more coaches' interviews on the coaches' hotline. Thanks to those listening on KNOD, Cool Gold 105 FM in Harlan, and in Manchester, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader, KMCH FM, and KOTM 97.7 FM in Ottumwa. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, the quarterfinal round edition, till 11:30 tonight. And as always, we're powered by Learfield.
More shockers, highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate. We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program, paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
You've heard us talk about Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick for many years. Well, now the Copelands have opened a second location. Copeland Collision Center is now open in Oskaloosa, located across from Mahaska Bottling, with 24-hour towing, loaner and rental cars, and, of course, excellent auto body work. And they work with all insurance companies to get your vehicle turned around quick. Copeland Collision Center, 676-6060. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's, one of two locations, Hedrick and now Oskaloosa.
From week one all the way to the playoffs, no one covers the boys of fall better. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
All right, welcome back with Wendell Campbell, the ref, John Martinson. I'm Tony Anseni, and Jacob Briggs, our executive producer tonight. We thank those listening on Talk Radio in Sioux City, KSCJ, AM 1360 and 94.9 FM, and in Northwest Iowa Sports, the voice of Northwest Iowa Sports in Sioux Center, KSOU FM. Let's get to the 3A scores in the quarterfinal round finals tonight in the pairings. Here's John Martinson.
Well, and Pod A tonight, second-rate Humboldt put a knot on the noggin of number 9, Solon. Not very often this happens where Solon gets a decision by a 35-3 score. That was the case tonight. Humboldt moves on to the semifinals. So does number 3 Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors trailed Nevada 21-6 in the first quarter tonight, but all Sergeant Bluff Luton did was score, let's see, 47 unanswered points, and upend Nevada 53-21. 557 rushing yards for the Warriors, had three backs over 100 yards, led by Joe Hardy, 15 carries, 201 yards, and three touchdowns. SBL, one of two unbeatens going into Class 3A semifinals. The other one being Waller Catholic of Dubuque, 24-7 over number 7 Independence, the top-ranked Eagles, the best 12-game win streak in Class 3A. And it was number 6 Algona falling to number 4 Mount Vernon, and the Mustangs, 31-28. Algona had a 22-7 halftime lead in that football game. So on Saturday at 4 o'clock, it'll be Waller Catholic and Sergeant Bluff Luton, the battle of unbeatens in 3A, followed by Mount Vernon and Humboldt at 7 o'clock, as we have a coach standing by in Class 4A in the coach's hotline, Tony.
All right. Pella's little Dutch head coach, Jay McKinstry, joins us on the hotline after a hard-fought 19-14 victory over Gilbert, avenging an earlier or late season loss to Gilbert, 14-7, and the long-standing coach, Jay McKinstry, joined us. Coach, I remember when I first started, first of all, congratulations on the win and headed to the Unidome, but when this all first started, you were a co-coach. What a career you've had there in Pella. Congratulations on that, and best of luck to you as you head advance to the Unidome.
Well, thank you, guys. It was an exciting win, and guys just, we had a couple injuries going into the game. One of our top players didn't get a play, and throughout the week, we just asked your kids to rise up. And they just need to play at a level we haven't played at all year. And our kids just played fantastic. Our defense played lights out again. To stop Gilbert, the way they run the ball at Hawthorne, they are so good. But our defense played fantastic, had some key stops. And offensively, at least we had some big plays tonight. We weren't able to do it the first time we played. We're just so excited and so grateful and thankful that we get the opportunity to keep playing this year.
Coach John Martinson, congratulations on the win. Take us down memory lane. When was the last time you took the Dutch to the Dome? It was a stretch of, 3 or 4 years. You made it to at least to the semifinals and won some championships.
Yeah, it was a – hi, John. It's – we made it to the Dome in 08, 9, and 10, played for the Chi title in 9, and then we made it in 14, 15, 16, and 17. 4 years in a row, we played for the title and won three of those, the three in a row, and then that's the last time we've been there. In 2017, we got beat by Xavier in the championship game, and we came close in 19. We got beat by Solon in the quarterfinals, but then it's been a while. But our guys just have done a great job this year, and we're excited to get them back to the Dome.
We're talking to legendary head coach Jay McKinstry, the Pella Little Dutch. Jay, I say that we talked to Marty Waddell a little earlier. 33 seasons for Waddell. Jay, I believe this is 28 seasons. What's that?
30, I believe.
They're close to 30.
No, it's 20.
Oh, okay.
It's 20 as a head coach. Yeah.
20 as a head coach. You know, these seasons, they are all unique in and of themselves. The run that you guys had, 14, 15, 16, like you just said. But you know, it never gets old, right? And this new generation of kids getting to experience this for the first time, and what a great way. But talk about some of the senior leadership you have on this team, and some of the young players. I was able to see some of your lower level games earlier this year as well, and just the program that you've built there at Pella.
Yeah, it's just our kids have just done a nice job. You know, I just appreciate all the kids that we've done. It's been a unique year in the sense that we've won like 7-1 touchdown games this year. Guys are finding ways to win close games. They are, and another one tonight will win by 5 points. And they're just finding ways to do that, and they've just been fantastic at that. And they make plays when they need to, and it's been incredible. And it's just been fun to be part of that, and to watch our players grow. And it's hard to name specific players, but our quarterback Colin Curtis has just done a fantastic job. To watch him grow throughout the year, he reminds me a lot of Nick Finney back in 16 when Nick started in the first couple games, played fine, played well, but just to watch him grow, and Colin's been like that. Just watch him play the first two games, and he played fine, but to see him continue to grow as a quarterback, and he's just gotten himself to be a really, really good football player, and got a lot of good people around him, too, but it's just a need to watch him develop and watch the other guys develop around him.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations. Boy, your cross-country teams did so well, and the volleyball team finished up state runner-up in 4A, and hopefully more of the same success for football here in the Dome. Again, congratulations, and all the best of luck to you after whenever your career wraps up, Coach.
Well, thanks, John. It's been a great fall for Pella. You know, it's just a lot of things going on here with the cross-country team, volleyball, our football team's doing well, our band is so good, and it's just some neat excitement in our school right now with all this happening, and it sure has been. It's fun coming to school and seeing the kids be excited about all this stuff going on.
Very good. Coach, good luck, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, you bet. That's Jay McKinstry joining us, the Pella Little Dutch. And again, our coaches hotline coming your way for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com as we'll go next to Class 2A.
And I've got a big apology, Marty Wadley.
Yes.
I said Waddell.
Yes.
Wadley. So I correct myself there. So Coach
his
Wadley,
mom just called me.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Just kidding.
Coach Wadley, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's been a long season for us, too. Let's move to Class 2A tonight. No real surprises across Class 2A. There were some of the other classes, we had some closer games. These were all kind of held serve here for the teams that we expected to win tonight. In Pod A, number 2 West Line of Inwood moves to 11-0 in the season, 49-14 over Kemper Catholic. Number 5 Kemper ends their season at 9-2. In Pod B, that's where PCM, they are just quite a juggernaut of a team there in Monroe. They move to 11-0 tonight, 41-0 over Mid Prairie Woman. Mid Prairie ends their season at 7-4. Pod C, it was number 1 Spirit Lake over number 6 North Fayette Valley. It's 42-13. Spirit Lake gets the win tonight, 42-13 there. And number 4 Van Meter, they win tonight over number 8 Anamosa, 31-0. Anamosa ends their season 9-2. Van Meter coming in, winning 2 straight 1A titles, winning a 2A title last year. I kind of get the feeling this Van Meter team would just say, anytime, any place, if you're going to match us up against a 3A or 4A team, and I'm not making any predictions here because there's some really good football in 2A. The cream of the crop is right here.
Well, Van Meter's only losses to a 3A this year.
Right, and numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 all win tonight. Two of them are unbeaten. So next week, Saturday morning, you can get your brunch there around the Dome and go hit the Dome for the semifinals there, and that will be Spirit Lake versus PCM at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, followed at 1 o'clock by Van Meter versus West Lyon. So only two losses to combine for all four of those teams there in Class 2A.
So you could have two Northwest Iowa teams meeting, two Central Iowa teams meeting, or one of each.
Right.
It's, take your pick on that one.
Right. So, but a good matchup there in Class 2A here next week for the semifinal round.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll still have some more coaches coming up on the hotline. In fact, coming up next will be, who is it do we have?
We have Brad Meester.
Brad Meester out of Mount Vernon with a big win tonight in Class 3A, 31-28 over Algona, handing Algona their only loss of the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School quarterfinal playoff edition scoreboard show till 11:30 tonight. Thank those in KICD, your information station in Spencer. That's News Radio 102.5 FM and AM 1240 and Big Country 107.7. In Spirit Lake on KUOO 103.9 FM, the campus, and in Storm Lake on Mix 101.7 KAYL FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School football scoreboard show playoff edition and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
With the fall harvest in full swing and the crop well on its way into the bin, it's time to look forward to the 2025 crop. Soil testing with an in-depth analytical approach to determine fertility levels as well as nutrient balance is essential to growing high-yielding crops. Call Nutrient Ag Solutions for all your soil sampling needs to determine where to put your hard-earned $24 into your 25 crop. Nutrient Ag Solutions in Oskaloosa, New Sharon, Eldon, Bloomfield, and Moravia.
Hi, this is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We are excited to announce our new partnership with LifeServe Blood Center, ranked as one of the top 15 blood centers in the country, and will be the sole supplier of blood and blood products to MCHC. As a community-based blood center, LifeServe hosts blood drives in the communities where that blood will go back into the area hospitals, making sure your donation always stays local. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
With Bank Iowa, enjoy the convenience of online banking so you can manage your accounts anytime, anywhere. Transfer funds, pay bills, access e-statements, and deposit checks on the go with our mobile app. Plus, with digital wallet, you can easily track your expenses, allowing you to focus on the things that really matter. Available in the App Store and Google Play. Bank Iowa, let's make it happen. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
CarQuest by Advance, your auto parts store in Ottumwa, is the place to go for the best parts at the best prices. Not sure what part you need? The professionals at CarQuest have many years of experience and can help you get the right part right away. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 4. Don't forget about the vintage car shows the first Friday of each month. For up-to-date information, follow CarQuest by Advance Ottumwa on Facebook or stop in and see them across from John Deere on Madison Avenue in Ottumwa.
Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
And welcome back. Along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni. Jacob Briggs, our producer tonight, and we thank everybody listening across the Scoreboard Show, all powered by Learfield, 30-plus radio affiliates in Iowa, including in Waverly on K-Way Sports Radio, AM 1470 and 96.3 FM, and in Webster City on Q95, KQ. WCFM. Let's get to the 1A scores, quarterfinal round, and the pairings. Here's John Martinson.
It was top-ranked Grundy Center, the two-time class 1A defending state champions. But I want to say, this is a seventh straight year for them in the dome between A and 1A. It's just phenomenal what Travis Zajac has done up there. 35-6, the Spartans, a 37-game state's best win streak overall going into the dome in class 1A. Number two rank is Dyke New Hartford, 36-19 over number nine South Hardin. That game played at Dyke tonight in Pod C. It was fifth ranked Hinton, the Blackhawks, 37-15 over Underwood, and sixth ranked Iowa City Regina over seventh ranked Wilton in a rematch of a district game between the two teams. It was Wilton 21-14 for Wilton. Wilton coming back with Owen Hassell, a 10-yard touchdown run with 29 seconds left. Jordan Dusenberry of Wilton had four interceptions. Wilton's first ever semifinal in school's history. We mentioned Hinton and Underwood playing tonight with a report from KLEM is Daniel Verstag.
For the first time since 2012, the Hinton football team will play at the Unidome as the Blackhawks defeated Underwood tonight by a score of 37-15 in Hinton. Underwood actually got on the board first. The first drive of the night was an Underwood touchdown, made it 7-0, but that would be pretty much all she wrote for Underwood. The Blackhawks scored on their next four drives. Underwood was shut down on downs twice and picked off in the first half to finish the half with the Blackhawks on top 23-7. Hinton kept their foot on the gas in quarter number three. They scored a touchdown midway through the third quarter, picked off another Garrett Lutt pass. Carver DeGroat had that interception. Blackhawks found the end zone again before the end of the third quarter. It was 37-7, and Underwood would get a touchdown late with 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Hinton ran the ball for 330 yards, led by Gabe Anderson. 14 carries, 116 yards on the night. He ran for a touchdown. He also completed 7 of 11 passes for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kyle Leary had 4 catches for 70 yards and 2 scores. Cole Friesen and Brogan Lake each found the end zone as well as Hinton moves on to the Unidome with a 10-1 record. Underwood's season ends at 6-5. For the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show, I'm Daniel Versteg with KLEM and the Mars.
All right, thank you, Daniel. As we take a look
first
at
time since two,
we take a look at the state semifinal pairings. 10 o'clock Friday morning, it'll be Wilton against Grundy Center, Beavers and Spartans going at it. 1 o'clock Hinton and Dyke New Hartford in the second semifinal. That's Class 1A football. As we go next to Wendell Campbell for Class A.
Here, let's take a look at Class A. Here, as I get my here it is.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. That was getting it all figured out here. Okay. Pod A in Class A, number two West Hancock of Britt tonight, moving to 11-0 in the season, coming in 21-game win streak for West Hancock, and they defeat Woodbury Central tonight 44-15. In Pod B, and that's where Tri-Center went on the road tonight, and they moved to 10-1, 47-20 over ACGC. ACGC, your number one team and undefeated before tonight. They end their season at 10-1. Pod C, it was St. Ansgar over Maquoketa Valley tonight. Ansgar moves to 10-1, 44-13 over Maquoketa Valley this evening. And number three, Lisbon, the highest scoring, and I believe most for yards in Class A. Madrid goes in there and shuts them down, only allows 14 points, and Madrid gets the win tonight, 27-14 over Lisbon. So two undefeateds in Class A go down. West Hancock, the only one there. So that will show for the semifinals Thursday, next Thursday. Get your eggs and coffee and go watch some football here. Madrid will take on West Hancock at 10 a.m., followed at 1 p.m. by Tri-Center and St. Ansgar. And those are their scores in Class A.
All right, let's get back to the coaches hotline. In Class 3A tonight, number four, Mount Vernon, knocked off number six, Algona, 31-28. And the head coach, Brad Meester, joins us on the hotline. Hard-fought victory, coach. Congratulations as you are on the bus to the Unidome.
Thank you, man. It was a great win, great battle. Super proud of our kids today.
Yeah, this is Brad Meester, the former Iowa Hawkeye, played professionally as well. How many years for you now at Mount Vernon? This is your first year as head coach, isn't it?
First year head coach. I've been coaching here for 7 years now.
It's not supposed to be that easy as a first year coach now. Come on.
Well, you know, not easy from the fact that you were down 22-7 at halftime. What happened in the second half?
They came out. They did a great job at the beginning of the game. I mean, they had everything that could go wrong for us, went wrong for us. We turned the ball over to start with a punt return, and they capitalized.
did a great job, but I loved how our kids responded. Like, we talk about this all the time, about finishing. This game is won in the fourth quarter, and we just kept fighting, and we're able to turn this thing around.
We're talking to head coach Brad Meester, Mount Vernon. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. The one lone road team in Class 3A getting the win tonight. But looking at your schedule, you guys have played just outstanding all year. The one blemish that, you know, 1 point difference against Solon. But it's just so hard to reload week in and after week and week and week. And you know, these days get grueling and long and injuries. But your kids have persevered and made it here and great trip. And I was trying to look in the record book. When was the last time that Mount Vernon had a team make it to the Dome?
We made it 2 years ago. We went in 2022. We were the runners-up. That was the last year we made it. And then we had made it, I don't know, it was probably 5-6 years before that. But we're just excited to get back. This group of kids is super excited to be able to make it to the Dome. So we're excited to see what they can do when we get there.
Yeah, your opponent on Saturday is Humboldt, a team that knocked out that Solon team that beat you earlier. But boy, that Humboldt score tonight, that gets your attention real quick tonight, the way they beat Solon.
I haven't watched a lot on them yet. Obviously, we'll start digging that in tonight and tomorrow morning. But I know they're a good defensive team. Obviously, they beat Solon pretty well. They beat Algona during the season. Obviously, really good team. But we'll just start, we'll start watching film and start preparing for them.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win and good luck in the Dome next Saturday.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Brad Meester joining us, head coach of the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Again, our coaches hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
All right, we've had a handful of coaches so far. We have a handful more to go to. We'll get you the scores again from 8 players who played last night, from 5A to Class A, who played tonight, and the pairings throughout this 2024 semifinals coming up at the Unidome next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thanks to those listening on KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country in Albia, in Algona on KLGA-FM, hometown radio, in Atlantic, Southwest Iowa's classic rock, KSWI-FM, and in Audubon on KSOM-FM, all the best country. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night till 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that crop farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your crop farm deserves.
Contact Chrissy Tarr, agent, or Emma Ratliff, 641-673-8965 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tony, John, Wendell. They're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And enough about Tony, John, and Wendell. Let's get to eight
just
players.
Just call me the ref.
All right. Ref, eight player scores. Take it away.
All right. Let's take a look at eight player again. These all happened last night because they will be kicking off the week next week on Wednesday, 10 a.m. with their semifinal matchups. In Pod A, it was number two Lennox moving to 11-0 on the season over Montezuma. 62-20 there for Lennox as they will have the 1 o'clock game next Wednesday. In Pod B, it was number one Bishop Garrigan moving to 11-0 on the season, 51-36 over a really good Edgewood Colesburg team. Edgewood ending their season 10-1. We've got a report from KLGA and Tyler Lance tonight on that game last night between Bishop Garrigan and Edgewood Colesburg.
The Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears are heading back to the Uni Dome to continue their state title defense after defeating Edgewood Colesburg 51-36 in eight-player quarterfinal action Thursday night at Conway Field. The Vikings would strike on the very first drive of the game with Jax Steger rushing for a 32-yard touchdown to provide the only scoring in the first quarter. After a Golden Bear punt on their first drive, the Vikings drove into Bishop Garrigan territory, threatening to take an early two-score lead. However, a block of the back penalty wiped out a fourth-down conversion, and the Golden Bear defense would come up with a stop to keep the score 6-0. The Bishop Garrigan offense began to find the rhythm to start the second quarter as touchdown runs by Ethan Marshall and Trayton Sink made the score 16-6 at Bishop Garrigan. Edgewood Colesburg brought the game back within one possession with 2:08 left in the half as Price Rochford found Christopher Lang along the boundary for a 7-yard touchdown strike, making the score 16-14 at Bishop Garrigan. The Golden Bears then made the most of their final possession before halftime, using all but the final 11 seconds of the clock before Sink's second rushing score of the night made it 24-14 at intermission. Bishop Garrigan received the football to start the second half and made an immediate statement as Sink broke multiple tackles on his way to a 55-yard score, putting the Golden Bears up 30-14. The Vikings would never get closer than 13 points after that. Final score, 51-36. After a punt on their opening drive, the Golden Bears scored on every possession for the rest of the game besides kneeling out the clock on their final possession. Edgewood Colesburg ends the season at 10-1. Up next, 11-0, Bishop Garrigan has a 2023 second-round playoff rematch against Remsen St. Mary's, taking on the Hawks at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
And a big shout out to Tyler and the whole crew that has been taking care of us with reports, Philly reports here over the season. So in Pod C, it was number seven, Gladrick Rhinebeck over Don Bosco, 34-33. That one took two overtimes. And in Pod D, an eight player, it was number three, Remsen St. Mary's stays undefeated, 61-20 over number five, Audubon, as they end 10-1. So that will leave us next Wednesday, the 13th at 10 a.m., Remsen St. Mary's and Bishop Garrigan, and then at 1 o'clock at Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Lennox. So three undefeateds, four really good teams, which at this time of the year, doesn't matter what class it is, four really good teams going to get a shot to give at a state title here in the Dome. But those are all finals in Class 8 player football from last night, Tony.
All right, let's get to Class 5A second time around where the Unidome tickets are punched. Tonight, fourth-rated Iowa City Liberty with their first ever trip to the Dome in their school's brief history, 21-13 victors over Ankeny. It was top ranked Dowling Catholic outlasting fifth-rated Ankeny Centennial by the score of 14-10, thanks to head coach Tom Wilson for joining us on the coaches' hotline. Well, the defending champs, they're back. Three-time defending champs Southeast Polk, 10th-rated, 7-4 on the year, 42-15 winners over Iowa City West. And in Pod D, number two West Des Moines Valley defeated number three Johnson in a outstanding game, 38-35. The Tigers win Friday, November 15th at the Unidome. West Des Moines Valley at 4 o'clock will take on the Maroons of Dowling Catholic. They've seen each other once or twice about every year throughout the Iowa high school football season. And the defending, three-time defending state champ Southeast Polk Rams will face Iowa City Liberty. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Let's get the class off, Class 4A scores, and it was undefeated North Polk, the only unbeaten in Class 4A. They defeated Xavier of Cedar Rapids 35-14. Decorah Falls for the first time, second-rated Decorah Falls to number 7, North Scott of Eldridge, with 29 seconds left on a 25-yard touchdown pass caught by Kai Smith. North Scott wins that 128-24. Number 5, Pella defeated number 4, Gilbert, to avenge a loss during the season, 19-14, thanks to Jay McKinstry, the longtime head coach at Pella, finishing his last season with the victory tonight as they head to the Inner Dome. And it was also the defending champs, third-rated Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. They improved to 10-1 as they defeated ADM of Adele, sixth-rated, 32-25, with 7 seconds left on a 60-yard touchdown pass to Peyton Phippen from Brady Hetzel. The Tigers also lost to the Titans before during the season on September 13th in a heartbreaker, 30-27.
So in 5A, are they going to tip off or kick off?
Kick off. Did I say tip off?
You said tip off. So, all right. Yeah, we'll let them kick off. kickoff like in normal football action.
Kickoff in 4A on Thursday, November 14th, 4 o'clock. Lewis Central takes on Pella. And at 7 o'clock, North Scott takes on North Polk. Those are the semifinal setups in both classes, 5A and 4A. And, of course, you heard the 8 player. We're going to go through 3A, 2A, 1A, and A, and more coaches' interviews after the break. We about ready for this? All right. And now, as we said, thanks to all of our great affiliates. Here's a tribute to them.
Thanks to our affiliates from river to river and border to border. A shout out to our affiliates for their play-by-play, their highlight clips, and of course, their scores.
For the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show and for Sioux County Radio Sports, I'm Doug Bruce.
I'm Neil Cruz reporting for KCHE Radio and Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
And for Radio Iowa, this is Noah Caruso on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
And a motion access, Arturo Reyes Salazar will be a counter to Spencer on the first play. Spencer's got room. Spencer up the middle. Midfield. 45-40. 35-30. Swing with Spencer. It's going to take it home.
For Radio Iowa and Y100, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
This story demands a high snap. Good hold. The kick is up, and it is good!
For Okoboji Football and Radio Iowa, this is Hank Ambrose.
For the Football Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Jamie Brockman from Oskaloosa.
Neil Cruz reporting KCHE Radio in Cherokee, Iowa for Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
For KUOO and Radio Iowa, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
KQWC and the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, this is Quinn Douglas.
Reporting from Algona, I'm Brian Wilson on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
For KNOD Radio and Radio Iowa, I'm Tony Correa for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, I'm Daniel Versteg with KLE out of the Mars.
From KICD Sports, this is Stephen Cutler for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
I'll miss you guys. Thanks for everything you do on Radio Iowa. I'm Jim Peterson, and this is the High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, guys. Nice job.
Great working with you guys all this year. It makes all the difference in the world. Thanks, guys.
Add some sizzle to the steak.
Appreciate each and every one of you, and thanks for the job you do covering our youth in Iowa high school sports. By the way, as we head into the 5A semifinals, Dowling Catholic and Iowa City Liberty have their longest winning streaks at 8 games in that class. And in 4A, the only team with a winning streak is now North Polk, the only unbeaten head-to-head with 11.
And with Wallard, they have a class-best 12-game win streak going to the semifinals this coming week.
Class 2A, of course, you know what's going on there. Van Meter looking for their fourth title in a row. Two of them were in 1A, one of them last year in 2A.
At Class 1A, it's Grundy Center. They have the state's best 37-game win streak on the line going into the semifinals for the Spartans.
Class A, West Hancock coming in 21-game win streak. Three undefeateds will get the chance to win a state title here next week.
All right, we'll come back. We'll recap the semifinals next week as well as finishing up on scores from all the other classes on the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation.
Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at craigford.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
You're ready to buy a house. You're ready to settle down. Who do you trust on the other end to get you there? Todd Shelton, Brett Hall Realty in Sheraton. He's been doing what he does for his community for 35 years. So let him show you around your hometown. He's engaged in the lives of children. He volunteers as a referee, and he's a fan. Find Todd Shelton, and you'll find a commitment to finding the perfect home. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a community with people like Todd Shelton. Call 641-203-2242 and explore Brett Hall Realty.
The Steffes Group, with locations in North Dakota, Minnesota, and right here in our backyard in Iowa, has the upper Midwest covered. The Steffes Group is primarily engaged in the liquidation and management of ag-related assets. They also regularly sell and are readily able to market an array of assets like construction equipment, large estates, and an assortment of business holdings. The Steffes Group has developed their own online auction site with over 85,000 registered bidders. Visit steffesgroup.com for more information and to check out their listings. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price, serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business, offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
Scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni. Jacob Briggs, our executive producer tonight. Thanks to Joe Millage all season long and his job with the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, as always, powered by Learfield, our 30-plus affiliates across the state. Thank you. Our coaches hotline brought to you by the Steffes Group, and our rankings provided each and every week by Todd Kim and Radio Iowa, RadioIowa.com, along with the Bex Hybrids Player with Heart feature. Let's get to the class 3A scores and that we left off last, and here's John Martinson.
In Pod A, it was number 2 ranked Humboldt, 35-3 over 9th ranked Solon. Pod B, it was 3rd ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton over Nevada. Nevada up early 21-6, but Sergeant Bluff Luton came storming back to win this game 53-21, 557 rushing yards for the Warriors. They had three backs that ran over 100 yards tonight. They will take an undefeated 11-0 record to the semis, along with top ranked Waller Catholic from Dubuque, as they upend number 7 ranked Independence 24-7. Wallard again the best 3A win streak going at 12 in a row. And in Pod D was Algona falling to Mount Vernon. The Mustangs trailed 22-7 and half up at Algona, came back to win 31-28 for the 4th ranked Mount Vernon team. Thanks to Coach Brad Meester for his comments earlier tonight as they upend the Bulldogs. And so on Saturday at 4 o'clock, it'll be Wallard Catholic of Dubuque against Sergeant Bluff Luton, followed at 7 o'clock by Mount Vernon and Humboldt, as we're joined in the winner's circle by Greg Bonnet of Prairie City Monroe. So, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight in your Class 2A quarterfinal against Mid-Prairie.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. What was it, 41-0 tonight over the Golden Hawks? And, Coach, boy, that's been pretty typical of the scores you've had this year. So your team's been rolling right along.
Well, it seems like, you know, the games that went on, we've definitely figured it out. But, you know, tonight's opponent was pretty good. You know, we had some things go our way for sure, but it was a real physical, you know, pretty tough matchup. But we did. We got out of there performing pretty well.
Your defenses, Coach Bonnet, have absolutely just a juggernaut of a season so far. Talk about your leaders there on defense and how you just continue to shut some teams down.
Well, it starts up front with, you know, Trainer Van Dyke and Caden Clark, our interior guys. They're both seniors, and they're just super good. And then they've kind of coached some young defensive ends into it, and that D-line really gets after it. So, you know, as long as we can take good steps and cover things up on the back end of it, those guys are going to make a lot of plays happen. They're very disruptive. So I think that's what leads to a lot of our success.
We're talking to head coach Greg Bondard of Prairie City Monroe, victorious tonight over Mid Prairie of Welland, 41-0 in the quarterfinals as they stay unbeaten in the class. And, of course, in this class is the three-time defending champs, Van Meter, twice in 1A and once in 2A last year. But you look at this class, Coach, Northwest Iowa has Spirit Lake and West Lyon, and, of course, yourselves and Van Meter out of the Central Iowa area. I don't know, that Saturday games at the Dome is going to be pretty salty. That's a heck of a group of great four teams.
I think so, too. All year, those guys have been the teams where everybody kind of knows. But those guys, they got some good players. They're well-coached, and there's going to be some great football out there. Pretty dang exciting.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck in the Unidome. Again, in that first semifinal against Spirit Lake this coming a week from tomorrow. Good luck and congratulations on a great season so far.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Coach Greg Bonin in the Winner's Circle from Prairie City Monroe. Our Coach's Hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
All right, we have 1A scores to get to and the Coach's Hotline as well. John Martinson, you have 1A, don't
did,
you?
Oh. Did you want the rest of the 2A scores?
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I forgot all about that. My bad.
Well, we just did 3A. We'll do 2A. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout-out tonight. So far this season, Jake's mom has taken care of us pretty much every week. And last week we didn't have Jake, and me and John got here and looked at each other like, what in the world are we going to eat? So tonight we had some pumpkin muffins with cream cheese frosting and everything, but again, it just takes such a big group to make this show happen.
A lot of behind-the-scenes people.
Yeah, guys putting in scores, guys and gals, those of us that are here, producers behind the board, people keeping us fed. It's late nights on Friday nights, and so I just want to give a shout-out to Jake's mom for taking care of us and making sure we had treats every week.
Thanks for rubbing it in, telling me how great it tastes and smells and everything, since it's been almost 3 years since that has not been effective
for me. Well, you can eat it, and I'll tell you how it tastes.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's look at all the games in Class 2A. In Pod A, it was number 2, West Lyon of Inwood tonight, 49-14 over number 5 Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic ends their season at 9-2. West Lyon stays undefeated. We just talked to head coach Greg Bonnet from PCM as they got a big win tonight, 41-0 over Mid Prairie. Pod C, it was number 1 Spirit Lake moving to 10-1, 42-13 over North Fayette Valley. North Fayette ends their season at 9-2. And in Pod D, Tony was talking about the Bulldogs of Van Meter, and they moved to 10-1 tonight, 31-0 over number 8 Anamosa. So that sets up next Saturday morning. Grab your coffee and head to the Dome, and that's where Spirit Lake will take on PCM, and then at 1 o'clock Van Meter will take on West Lyon. We were talking about this in the break. This could create some very weird dynamics for a championship game. You could have two Northwest Iowa teams, you could have two Central Iowa teams, or you could have a combination of one of the both. And at this point, there are four great teams. Of all the classes, I think these two games in Class 2A to me are the ones I would say if there's any games you have to go see, these would be the ones that I think you need to see there in Class 2A.
All right, let's get to the 1A scorers, John Martinson.
All right, in Class 1A, top-ranked Grundy Center, 37 in a row, the state's best win streak. Again, regardless of class, 35-6 over Sumner Fredericksburg in Pod A. Pod B, number 2-ranked Dyke New Hartford, 36-19 over 9th-ranked South Hardin of Eldora. In Class C, 5th-ranked Hinton, defeating Underwood, 37-15. Our thanks to Daniel Versteg for his report on that game from KLEM Radio. And in Pod D tonight, it was Wilton, the 7th-ranked Beavers, avenging a loss earlier in the season to number 6 Iowa City Regina, 21-14. First time that Wilton has ever made the state semifinals. That's Class 1A, the semifinals. Wilton and Grundy Center at 10 o'clock, followed by at 1 o'clock a week from today, Hinton and Dyke New Hartford.
All right, the head coach of Grundy Center again holding the state's biggest winning streak at 37 straight, 11-0 this season. The defending champs at Grundy Center, and Travis Zajac joins us on the Coach's Hotline. Coach, congratulations. I know one I got to ask you, Coach, because, you know, we talk about playing with a target on your back, and your Grundy Center team now with the longest winning streak in the state. You've got to be set up each and every night to take everybody's best shot no matter what, and it's been a great year to take them shots.
Yeah, it's no secret. You know, we talk about that pretty openly, that, you know, we're always giving everybody's best, and, you know, we want nothing but that. And credit to our kids and our assistant coaches for responding week in and week out here as we continue to roll in the 2024 season.
Talking to head coach Travis Zajac at Grundy Center on the Spartans. Coach, what is this, 6-7 years in a row you've made it to at least the semifinal or played for a championship game or in between Class A and now 1A?
Yeah, this is my 6th season here in Grundy Center and 6th year in a row that we've qualified for at least the semifinals.
like you said. We've played in the last five state championship games.
That's amazing.
Coach Zajac, congratulations on the win tonight. You're number one Spartans. The old cliche is defense wins championships, and if you can prevent the other team from scoring, that gives your opportunity. You guys have had no trouble throwing up points, but also holding. I think only two teams this year have scored more than once on you in an evening. So talk about your leadership of your team and just the buy-in and the way you're able to be shutting these teams down, even at this point of the season.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on that side of the ball. I'm the offensive play caller, but I'm a defensive guy at heart. And we want to be able to take away what you do best and work really hard to try to, make that an emphasis throughout the week. And, we try to kind of look 21st century, but there's no secret to anybody that plays us who want to run the football. So if we can get stops and possess the ball and run it, but also take some shots and make some big plays and put points on the board, we're a pretty tough out. We've played phenomenal team defense again this season. It's credit to Chris Conger, our defensive coordinator, and Jeff Dole and Nick Betts and Colby Muller, our defensive coaches, along with Scott Muller. It's been a heck of a run thus far, and we're excited to keep it going.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win over Sumner Fredericksburg. You'll take on a Wilton team that's never been to the Dome, so they're playing with what you'd call house money coming into next Friday's semifinal.
Yeah, I don't know an awful lot about them, to be honest with you. But they're definitely a trial by fire. They play in a really, really tough district. Obviously, beat Iowa City Regina tonight, kind of a revenge match in the quarterfinal. They're going to be a very tough customer, so we'll be excited to compete against those guys. But we're going to enjoy tonight here a little bit and get after it tomorrow morning in the film and have a good plan in place for Wilton.
All right, Coach, good luck in the Dome next week.
Hey, thank you so much, Coach Spartans.
All right, thank you, Travis Zajac, the winning head coach at Grundy Center, and our coaches hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
So something that the Grundy Center isn't really familiar with, and that's playing road games, because they've only played four games on the road this year. They've had seven home games thanks to the playoffs and their normal regular season. So this will be something a little bit new for them, having to get on the bus and take it there.
Stone away from home.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have another week of listening to Ed Wilson over at WHO probably doing this stuff, too.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue on with the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with some more coaches' interviews and scores and the pairings one more time around. We Believe in Boone is another one of our great affiliates, KWBG AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, KCHE AM and FM classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee, and in Clinton, KROS AM 1340, 105.9 FM, your total source. Thanks to all of our great affiliates. Back with more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Down to 11:30 for our final show tonight, and powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8-player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But
really what we stand for. Together with the IHSAA are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrid. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni, Jacob Briggs, our producer. We left off with Class A scores the second time around on this quarterfinal round night and the semifinal round pairings. And here's the ref, Wendell Campbell.
All right, Class A in Pod A tonight. Number 2, Wes Hancock, coming in with a 21-game win streak. They moved that to 22 with a 44-15 win over Woodbury Central.
It's 21.
Oh, it is 21.
I already updated.
You are, all right. You're quick on the details there. So 21-game win streak there for Wes Hancock. Pod B, it was number 5, Tri-Center, going on the road to ACGC, and they end ACGC's perfect season. ACGC ends 10-1. Tri-Center wins it tonight 47-20. Pod C, it was number 4, St. Ansgar, over number 7, Maquoketa Valley, 44-13. St. Ansgar at 10-1. Maquoketa ending in 9-2. And then Pod D, the number 1 offense in Class A, number 3, Lisbon. They came in undefeated tonight, and Madrid goes to their place and wins it tonight 27-14. So their defense shuts down the number 1 offense in Class A. So that puts us next week on Thursday at 10 a.m. Madrid will take on Wes Hancock at 10 a.m. in the morning. Grab your breakfast, watch some football, and then grab your lunch. And at 1 o'clock that afternoon, Tri-Center and St. Ansgar. Now, let's go to the phone lines tonight as we have Tri-Center Neola's head coach, Ryan Schroeder. Coach Schroeder, congratulations on the win tonight, 10-1. You go into ACGC and beat the number 1 team in Class A football.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hit me yet, to be honest with you. You know, it's just such an overwhelming feeling, you know, for our program, and you know, just so proud of our guys and everything they've done and the season they've put together. You know, it's just nothing short of outstanding.
Coach Schroeder, congratulations on the victory. And it looks like you kind of had their wheels spinning right away. You get out front quickly, and I think it was a hard uphill climb, and your kids kept that thumb on the throat during the night.
Yeah, they did. You know, once we got up a little bit, and then, you know, we had our middle line, our outside linebacker, Carter Coons, he had a pick six, you know, there. And that's one of them things, you know, as a coach, it's hard to overcome. And I felt like we had all the momentum, you know, after that. And, you know, they're such a good football team, so well coached. And, you know, their offense, it's a juggernaut. It's a tough one to stop. But my hat's off to my guys, you know, and my DC, Matt Hoke, and assistant Steven Peterson. They had a heck of a defensive plan going in, and the boys executed it very well.
We're talking to head coach Ryan Schroeder at Tri-Center. Coach, first time have you on the program. Congratulations on the win. And first time for Tri-Center at the Dome. Any idea when the last time was that Tri-Center has advanced this far in high school football?
Actually, never. Never prior to this year have we won a playoff game. We've been there. We've made the playoffs 13 times, but had never won a playoff game until this year.
That's outstanding. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck in the Dome and the Class A semis.
Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tri-Center head coach Ryan Schroeder joining us in the winner's circle for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
And knocking off top-ranked team ACGC, a Derek Casey
Guthrie Center.
I'm just waiting for you to jump in. I could see your head moving.
He was
forward.
Ready to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was like biting at the mic, man.
Well, they have a little bit of football lore because
yeah, but right. We always call them ACGC or ACDC all year. Yeah, I don't know where they're from.
I had been practicing my best Bon Scott all week, hoping that they win. I could sing the Highway to the Dome, and it didn't happen. So that's all right, though.
All right, we have done it twice around. We're going to come back after the break. We'll get all the scores again, the pairings, real quickly through, and possibly another coach on the coach's hot Hotline. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
The lights are shutting down all over the state, but the scores are coming in like crazy. More of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show next, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
Jacob Briggs produces, Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, Tony Etzeni, yours truly here. As we get to the scores, we go to a Class 8 player, and Wendell Campbell brings it home from last night's game.
Well, we're going to go through matchups first, but we've got an update from Daniel Versteg from KLEM, as he was there last night when Remsen St. Mary's took on Audubon.
After missing out on the Unidome in 2023, the Remsen St. Mary's football team would not be denied this year. The Hawks beat down Audubon in Remsen on Thursday night in a Class 8 player state quarterfinal by a score of 61-20. It was all Hawks after the first drive for both the Wheelers and Remsen St. Mary's ended in three and outs. The Hawks took over. They scored and turned over Audubon at will. Four Hawk defensive turnovers in the first half led to Remsen St. Mary's being on top ultimately at the end of the first half by a score of 46-6. Remsen St. Mary's would add on later on in the contest, but by that point it was all over and the Hawks won it by a score of 61-20. Landon Walschmidt was the star of the show offensively. He went 6 of 9 at the quarterback position for 92 yards and 4 touchdowns passing. He also ran for 126 yards and 2 scores. Keaton Harpinaw was the difference maker on defense. He had 2 interceptions and continues to lead the state in Class 8 player now with 10 INTs on the season. Remsen St. Mary's will take an 11-0 record into the Unidome in Cedar Falls on Wednesday morning. The Hawks will match up with the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears, who defeated Remsen St. Mary's in the second round of the 8-player playoffs last year. Audubon's season comes to an end at 10-1. For the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show, I'm Daniel Versteeg, KLEM and Lamar's.
So that gives us the matchups next week, as he said, 10 a.m. St. Mary's Remsen versus Bishop Garrigan, and then at 1 o'clock, Gladbrook Rhinebeck will take on Lennox, and that is next Wednesday.
That's the 8-player semifinals at the Unidome on Friday, November 15th, the Unidome, 4 o'clock. West Des Moines Valley and Dowling Catholic meet for the second time this season in the 5A semis, and at 7 o'clock, the three-time defending champs Rams of Southeast Polk will face Iowa City Liberty in Class 4A. They'll play the semifinals on Thursday, November 14th, 4 o'clock. Defending champions Lewis Central of Council Bluffs faces the Pella Little Dutch, and at 7 o'clock, North Scott of Eldridge will take on North Polk. Class 3A pairings for next week, John.
All right, Class 3A at 4 o'clock a week from tomorrow. It'll be Waller Catholic of Dubuque against Sergeant Bluff Luton, followed at 7 o'clock then by Mount Vernon and Humboldt.
And then in Class 2A, and jump down to that one, the matchups there, Spirit Lake will take on PCM Saturday next week at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Van Meter and West Lyon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, in Class 1A, as we take a look at how the semifinals go together, 10 o'clock, Wilton, a first-time entrant in the state semifinals in Class A, Wilton against Grundy Center, again, making their sixth, seventh straight appearance in the Unidome, either in Class A or now 1A. And then 1 o'clock, a week from today, Hinton against Dyke New Hartford in the second semifinal, that's Class 1A.
The Class A matchups at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, Madrid will take on West Hancock. West Hancock undefeated in the season, a 21-game win streak there. And then Tri-Center versus St. Ansgar. Tri-Center 10-1 on the season. We just talked to head coach Ryan Schroeder a little bit ago, and St. Ansgar sitting at 10-1 as well. So two really good teams, good matchups there in Class A.
I thank all the coaches that came on the hotline tonight as well. By the way, in Class 5A, Dallin and Iowa City Liberty with the class best 8-game winning streak as they head into the semifinals. In Class 4A, North Polk has a class best 11-game winning streak as they head to the playoffs.
Score alert.
Well, UCLA kicked a field goal with a couple of minutes plus left in the game, and the Bruins upend Iowa tonight. So that was another football game going on. It was Big Ten action tonight and at the Rose Bowl.
At the Rose Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, Bruins beat the Hawkeyes 20-17.
So in every class, we have a defending champ except for Class 3A. They lost their defending champion last week. So 3A will have a new champion crown that all the other classes had, all the champions have an opportunity to defend and continue on.
And with all the uncertainty in 5A, you know, Southeast Polk sitting at 7-4. They're the only 5A champ the state of Iowa has ever known. I'm not saying they're a favorite, but they're no stranger to the turf there on the dome. And this time of year, they're really no stranger to Iowa City Liberty. Might be the only one that they don't have any sort of history with. And everybody
and
else.
Dallin and Valley, well, they're not strangers to each other.
No strangers to the dome either for that.
Yeah. In Class 4A, of course, Lewis Central Pella, that should be an outstanding. North Scott, North Polk. That's just a, I mean, 5A and 4A for sure are white. I think about every class you look at these pairings, it is going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, Class 3A, there's three losses among four teams. A couple of unbeatens with Sergeant Bluff Luton and Waller Catholic. I think, boy, Sergeant Bluff Luton, if you can at least slow down that rushing attack of the Warriors. What, 557 yards against Nevada? They were down 21-6 early and then poured it on as the game went on.
I was trying to think of my best Game of Thrones reference for Battle of the North with North Polk and North Scott taking on there in 4A. In Class 2A, you know, to me, these are the ones
that's
in and again, this—it really nobody deserves to lose a game here, and the fact that somebody's going to walk away from a title, Van Meter. Now, granted, they're trying to make their fourth straight state championship, yep. 2-1A now, 1-2A after last year. But really, it's a shame that anybody has to lose out of these four teams here. They all deserve to be there. But the team that wins it this year in 2A. No doubt. They deserve it. They have earned it with the teams that are there right now.
Yeah, and Grundy Center right now, boy, they're the team to beat. What a job Travis Zajac has done up there. They seem to get better late in the year. I mean, last year they were putting it on teams. Again, Sumner Frederick Fredericksburg tonight. Wilton, again, these teams that the Grundy Center runs up against are just, playing with nothing to lose, basically, at this point.
And I'd like to see a Grundy Center-Van Meter game. I don't know if we can make that happen after the season, but, man, what a two just programs right now that are just
juggernauts. In fact, that was Van Meter's last loss.
Yeah, that's right. Grundy Center's last loss may have been to Van
Meter.
If anybody ever made a case for regulation or relegation in high school football, Van Meter would be the outlier. They'd say there's no way you could do that class in and class out.
Again, it was like 5 weeks ago. We had 100 teams unbeaten. We are heading to the semifinals in the Unidome. 7 classes and only 10 unbeaten teams left in the state of Iowa. 3 of them are an 8-player.
Well, fellas, this makes 8 years. It's been a real wonderful, wonderful time. Of all the people out there that listen to us week in and week out, for Jake and Joe, Tony, I know I give you a hard time on and off the air, but it really is a pleasure.
It's been real. It's been fun. And as always, it's been real fun.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to our show all season long.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzetti, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrid, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa. Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Let's move to Class 2A tonight. No real surprises across Class 2A. There were some of the other classes, we had some closer games. These were all kind of held serve here for the teams that we expected to win tonight. In Pod A, number 2 West Line of Inwood moves to 11-0 in the season, 49-14 over Kemper Catholic. Number 5 Kemper ends their season at 9-2. In Pod B, that's where PCM, boy, they are just quite a juggernaut of a team there in Monroe. They move to 11-0 tonight, 41-0 over Mid Prairie Woman. Mid Prairie ends their season at 7-4. Pod C, it was number 1 Spirit Lake over number 6 North Fayette Valley. It's 42-13. Spirit Lake gets the win tonight, 42-13 there. And number 4 Van Meter, they win tonight over number 8 Anamosa, 31-0. Anamosa ends their season 9-2. Van Meter coming in winning 2 straight 1A titles, winning a 2A title last year. I kind of get the feeling this Van Meter team would just say, anytime, any place, if you're going to match us up against a 3A or 4A team, and I'm not making any predictions here because there's some really good football in 2A. The cream of the crop is right here.
Well, Van Meter's only losses to a 3A this year.
Right, and numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 all win tonight. Two of them are unbeaten. So next week, Saturday morning, you can get your brunch there around the Dome and go hit the Dome for the semifinals there, and that will be Spirit Lake versus PCM at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, followed at 1 o'clock by Van Meter versus West Lyon. So only 2 losses to combine for all 4 of those teams there in Class 2A.
So you could have 2 Northwest Iowa teams meeting, 2 Central Iowa teams meeting, or 1 of each.
Right.
Take your pick on that one.
Right. So, but a good matchup there in Class 2A here next week for the semifinal round.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll still have some more coaches coming up on the hotline. In fact, coming up next will be, who is it do we have?
We have Brad Meester.
Brad Meester out of Mount Vernon with a big win tonight in Class 3A, 31-28 over Algona, handing Algona their only loss of the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School quarterfinal playoff edition scoreboard show till 11:30 tonight. Thank those in KICD, your information station in Spencer. That's News Radio 102.5 FM and AM 1240 and Big Country 107.7. In Spirit Lake on KUOO 103.9 FM, the campus, and in Storm Lake on Mix 101.7 KAYL FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School football scoreboard show playoff edition and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad
behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
And welcome back, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson. I'm Tony Anseni. Jacob Briggs, our producer tonight, and we thank everybody listening across the Scoreboard Show, all powered by Learfield, 30-plus radio affiliates in Iowa, including in Waverly on K-Way Sports Radio, AM 1470 and 96.3 FM, and in Webster City on Q95, KQ. WCFM. Let's get to the 1A scores, quarterfinal round, and the pairings. Here's John Martinson.
It was top-ranked Grundy Center, the two-time class 1A defending state champions. But I want to say, this is a seventh straight year for them in the dome between A and 1A. It's just phenomenal what Travis Zajac has done up there. 35-6, the Spartans, a 37-game state's best win streak overall going into the Unidome in class 1A. Number two-ranked is Dyke New Hartford, 36-19 over number nine South Hartford. That game played at Dyke tonight in Pod C. It was 5th-ranked Hinson, the Blackhawks, 37-15 over Underwood, and 6th-ranked Iowa City, Regina, over 7th-ranked Wilton in a rematch of a district game between the two teams. It was Wilton, 21-14 for Wilton. Wilton coming back with Owen Hassell, a 10-yard touchdown run with 29 seconds left. Jordan Dusenberry of Wilton had 4 interceptions, Wilton's first-ever semifinal in school's history. We mentioned Hinton and Underwood playing tonight. With a report from KLEM is Daniel Verstag.
For the first time since 2012, the Hinton football team will play at the Unidome as the Blackhawks defeated Underwood tonight by a score of 37-15 in Hinton. Underwood actually got on the board first. The first drive of the night was an Underwood touchdown, made it 7-0, but that would be pretty much all she wrote for Underwood. The Blackhawks scored on their next 4 drives. Underwood was shut down on downs twice and picked off in the first half to finish the half with the Blackhawks on top, 23-7. Hinton kept their foot on the gas in quarter number 3. They scored a touchdown midway through the third quarter, picked off another Garrett Lutt pass. Carver DeGrode had that interception. Blackhawks found the end zone again before the end of the third quarter. It was 37-7, and Underwood would get a touchdown late with 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Hinton ran the ball for 330 yards, led by Gabe Anderson. 14 carries, 116 yards on the night. He ran for a touchdown. He also completed 7 of 11 passes for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kyle Leary had 4 catches for 70 yards and 2 scores. Cole Friesen and Brogan Lake each found the end zone as well, as Hinton moves on to the Unidome with a 10-1 record. Underwood's season ends at 6-5. For the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show, I'm Daniel Versteg with KLEM and the Mars.
All right, thank you, Daniel. As we take a look at the state semifinal pairings, 10 o'clock Friday morning, it'll be Wilton against Grundy Center, Beavers and Spartans going at it, 1 o'clock Hinton and Dyke New Hartford in the second semifinal. That's Class 1A football, as we go next to Wendell Campbell for Class A.
Here, let's take a look at Class A here as I get my, here it is.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. That was getting it all figured out here. Okay. Pod A in Class A, number 2, West Hancock of Britt tonight, moving to 11-0 on the season, coming in 21-game win streak for West Hancock, and they defeat Woodbury Central tonight 44-15. In Pod B, and that's where Tri-Center went on the road tonight, and they moved to 10-1, 47-20 over ACGC. ACGC, your number 1 team and undefeated before tonight, they end their season at 10-1. Pod C, it was St. Ansgar over Maquoketa Valley tonight. Ansgar moves to 10-1, 44-13 over Maquoketa Valley this evening. And number three, Lisbon, the highest scoring and I believe most for yards in Class A. Madrid goes in there and shuts them down, only allows 14 points, and Madrid gets the win tonight, 27-14 over Lisbon. So two undefeateds in Class A go down. West Hancock, the only one there. So that will show for the semifinals Thursday, next Thursday. Get your eggs and coffee and go watch some football here. Madrid will take on West Hancock at 10 a.m., followed at 1 p.m. by Tri-Center and St. Ansgar. And those are your scores in Class A.
All right, let's get back to the coaches' hotline. In Class 3A tonight, number 4, Mount Vernon, knocked off number 6, Algona, 31-28. And the head coach, Brad Meester, joins us on the hotline. Hard-fought victory, coach. Congratulations as you are on the bus to the Unidome.
Thank you, man. It was a great win, great battle. Super proud of our kids today.
Yeah, this is Brad Meester, the former Iowa Hawkeye, played professionally as well. How many years for you now at Mount Vernon? This is your first year as head coach, isn't it?
First-year head coach. I've been coaching here for 7 years now.
It's not supposed to be that easy as a first-year coach now. Come on.
Well, you know, not easy from the fact you were down 22-7 at halftime. What happened in the second half?
They came out. They did a great job at the beginning of the game. I mean, they had everything that could go wrong for us went wrong for us. We turned the ball over to start with a punt return, and they capitalized. Did a great job, but I loved how our kids responded. Like, we talk about this all the time about finishing, that this game is won in the fourth quarter, and we just kept fighting and were able to turn this thing around.
We're talking to head coach Brad Meester, Mount Vernon. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. The one lone road team in Class 3A getting the win tonight. But looking at your schedule, you guys have played just outstanding all year. The one blemish that, you know, 1-point difference against Solon. But it's just so hard to reload week in and after week and week and week. And you know, these days get grueling and long and injuries. But your kids have persevered and made it here and great trip. And I was trying to look in the record book. When was the last time that Mount Vernon had a team make it to the Dome?
We made it 2 years ago. We went in 2022. We were the runners-up. That was the last year we made it. And then we had made it, I don't know, it was probably 5-6 years before that. But we're just excited to get back. This group of kids is super excited to be able to make it to the Dome. So we're excited to see what they can do when we get there.
Yeah, your opponent on Saturday is Humboldt, a team that knocked off that Solon team that beat you earlier. But boy, that Humboldt score tonight, that gets your attention real quick tonight, the way they beat Solon.
I haven't watched a lot on them yet. Obviously, we'll start digging that in tonight and tomorrow morning. But I know they're a good defensive team. Obviously, they beat Solon pretty well. They beat Algona during the season. Obviously, really good team. But we'll just start, we'll start watching film and start preparing for them.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win and good luck in the Dome next Saturday.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Brad Meester joining us, head coach of the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Again, our coach's hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
All right, we've had a handful of coaches so far. We have a handful more to go to. We'll get you the scores again from 8 players who played last night, from 5A to Class A, who played tonight, and the pairings throughout this 2024 semifinals coming up at the Unidome next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thanks to those listening on KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country in Albia, in Algona on KLGA-FM, hometown radio, in Atlantic, Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock, KSWI-FM, and in Audubon on KSOM-FM, all the best country. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night till 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Tony, John, Wendell. They're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And enough about Tony, John, and Wendell. Let's get to eight
just
players.
Just call me the ref.
All right, ref, eight player scores. Take it away.
All right, let's take a look at eight player again. These all happened last night because they will be kicking off the week next week on Wednesday, 10 a.m. with their semifinal matchups. In Pod A, it was number 2 Lenox moving to 11-0 in the season over Montezuma, 62-20 there for Lenox as they will have the 1 o'clock game next Wednesday. In Pod B, it was number 1 Bishop Garrigan moving to 11-0 in the season, 51-36 over a really good Edgewood-Colesburg team. Edgewood ending their season 10-1. We've got a report from KLGA and Tyler Lance tonight on that game last night between Bishop Garrigan and Edgewood-Colesburg.
The Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears are heading back to the Uni Dome to continue their state title defense after defeating Edgewood-Colesburg 51-36 in eight-player quarterfinal action Thursday night at Conway Field. The Vikings would strike on the very first drive of the game with Jax Steger rushing for a 32-yard touchdown to provide the only scoring in the first quarter. After a Golden Bear punt on their first drive, the Vikings drove into Bishop Garrigan territory, threatening to take an early two-score lead. However, a block of the back penalty wiped out a fourth-down conversion, and the Golden Bear defense would come up with a stop to keep the score 6-0. The Bishop Garrigan offense began to find the rhythm to start the second quarter as touchdown runs by Ethan Marshall and Trayton Sink made the score 16-6 at Bishop Garrigan. Edgewood-Colesburg brought the game back within one possession with 2:08 left in the half as Price Rochford found Christopher Lang along the boundary for a 7-yard touchdown strike, making the score 16-14 at Bishop Garrigan. The Golden Bears then made the most of their final possession before halftime, using all but the final 11 seconds of the clock before Sink's second rushing score of the night made it 24-14 at intermission. Bishop Garrigan received the football start the second half and made an immediate statement as Sink broke multiple tackles on his way to a 55-yard score, putting the Golden Bears up 30-14. The Vikings would never get closer than 13 points after that. Final score, 51-36. After a punt on their opening drive, the Golden Bears scored on every possession for the rest of the game besides kneeling out the clock on their final possession. Edgewood-Colesburg ends the season at 10-1. Up next, 11-0, Bishop Garrigan has a 2023 second-round playoff rematch against Remsen St. Mary's, taking on the Hawks at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
And a big shout out to Tyler and the whole crew that has been taking care of us with reports, Philly reports here over the season. So in Pod C, it was number 7, Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Don Bosco, 34-33. That one took two overtimes. And in Pod D, an 8-player, it was number 3, Remsen St. Mary's stays undefeated, 61-20 over number 5, Audubon as they end 10-1. So that will leave us next Wednesday, the 13th at 10 a.m., Remsen St. Mary's and Bishop Garrigan, and then at 1 o'clock at Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Lenox. So three undefeateds, four really good teams, which at this time of the year, doesn't matter what class it is, four really good teams are going to get a shot to give at a state title here in the Dome. But those are all finals in Class 8 player football from last night, Tony.
All right, let's get to Class 5A second time around where their Unidome tickets are punched. Tonight, fourth-rated Iowa City Liberty with their first-ever trip to the Dome in their school's brief history, 21-13 victors over Ankeny. It was top ranked Dowling Catholic outlasting fifth-rated Ankeny Centennial by the score of 14-10, thanks to head coach Tom Wilson for joining us on the coaches' hotline. Well, the defending champs, they're back. back. Three-time defending champ Southeast Polk, 10th rate, 7-4 on the year, 42-15 winners over Iowa City West. And in Pod D, number 2, West Des Moines Valley defeated number 3, Johnson, in a outstanding game. 38-35, the Tigers win. Friday, November 15th at the Unidome, West Des Moines Valley at 4 o'clock will take on the Maroons of Dowling Catholic. They've seen each other once or twice about every year throughout the Iowa high school football season. And the defending, three-time defending state champ Southeast Polk Rams will face Iowa City Liberty. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Let's get the class off, Class 4A scores, and it was undefeated North Polk, the only unbeaten in Class 4A. They defeated Xavier of Cedar Rapids 35-14. Decorah falls for the first time. Second-rated Decorah falls to number 7, North Scott of Eldridge, with 29 seconds left on a 25-yard touchdown pass caught by Kai Smith. North Scott wins that 128-24. Number 5, Pella defeated number 4, Gilbert, to avenge a loss during the season, 19-14, thanks to Jay McKinstry, the longtime head coach at Pella, finishing his last season with the victory tonight as they head to the Inner Dome. And it was also the defending champs, third-rated Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. They improved to 10-1 as they defeated ADM of Adel, sixth-rated, 32-25, with 7 seconds left on a 60-yard touchdown pass to Peyton Phippen from Brady Hetzel. The Tigers also lost to the Titans before, during the season on September 13th in a heartbreaker, 30-27.
So in 5A, are they going to tip off or kick off?
Kick off. Did I say tip off?
You said tip off. So. All right. Yeah, we'll let them kick off like in normal football action.
Kickoff in 4A and Thursday, November 14th, 4 o'clock, Lewis Central takes on Pella, and at 7 o'clock, North Scott takes on North Polk. Those are the semifinal setups in both classes 5A and 4A, and of course, you heard the 8 player. We're going to go through 3A, 2A, 1A, and A, and more coaches' interviews after the break. We about ready for this. All right, and now, as we said, thanks to all of our great affiliates, here's a tribute to them.
Thanks to our affiliates from river to river and border to border. A shout out to our affiliates for their play-by-play, their highlight clips, and of course, their scores.
For the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show and for Sioux County Radio Sports, I'm Doug Briggs.
I'm Neil Cruz reporting for KCHE Radio and Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
And for Radio Iowa, this is Noah Caruso on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
And a motion exits Arturo Reyna Salazar. It'll be a counter to Spencer on the first play. Spencer's got room. Spencer up the middle. Midfield. 45-40. 35-30. Swing with Spencer. It's going to take it home.
For Radio Iowa and Y100, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
The story demands a high snap. Good hold. The kick is up, and it is good!
For Okoboji Football and Radio Iowa, this is Hank Ambrose.
For the Football Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Jamie Brockman from Oskaloosa.
Neil Cruz reporting KCHE Radio in Cherokee, Iowa for Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
For KUOO and Radio Iowa, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
KQWC and the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. This is Quinn Douglas.
Reporting from Algona, I'm Brian Wilson from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
For KNOD Radio and Radio Iowa, I'm Tony Correa for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, I'm Daniel Versteg with KLEA out of Mars.
From KICD Sports, this is Stephen Cutler for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
I'll miss you guys. Thanks for everything you do on Radio Iowa. I'm Jim Peterson, and this is the High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, guys. Nice job.
Great. Great working with you guys all this year. It makes all the difference in the world. Thanks, guys.
Add some sizzle to the steak.
Appreciate each and every one of you, and thanks for the job you do covering our youth in Iowa high school sports. By the way, as we head into the 5A semifinals, Dowling Catholic and Iowa City Liberty have their longest winning streaks at 8 games in that class. And in 4A, the only team with a winning streak is now North Polk, the only unbeaten head men with 11.
And with Wallard, they have a class-best 12-game win streak going to the semifinals this coming week.
Class Class 2A, of course. You know what's going on there. Van Meter looking for their fourth title in a row. Two of them were in 1A. One of them last year in 2A.
At Class 1A, it's Grundy Center. They have the state's best 37-game win streak on the line going into the semifinals for the Spartans.
Class A, West Hancock coming in 21-game win streak. Three undefeateds will get the chance to win a state title here next week.
All right, we'll come back. We'll recap the semifinals next week, as well as finishing up on scores from all the other classes on the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and outstanding acceleration and handling with cargo. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months, or save up to $2,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Alvia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Need supplies for your farm or construction project? Head to Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia. They buy and sell top quality farm and construction supplies, including fencing, livestock.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Good luck and congratulations on a great season so far.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Coach Greg Bonin in the Winner's Circle from Prairie City, Monroe. Our Coach's Hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
All right, we have 1A scores to get to and the Coach's Hotline as well. John Martinson, you have 1A, don't
did,
you?
Oh. Did you want the rest of the 2A scores?
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I forgot all about that. My bad.
We just did 3A. We'll do 2A. I'm going to give a shout-out tonight. So far this season, Jake's mom has taken care of us pretty much every week. And last week we didn't have Jake, and me and John got here and looked at each other like, what in the world are we going to eat? So tonight we had some pumpkin muffins with cream cheese frosting and everything, but again, it just takes such a big group to make this show happen.
A lot of behind-the-scenes people.
Yeah, guys putting in scores, guys and gals, those of us that are here, producers behind the board, people keeping us fed. It's late nights on Friday nights, and so I just want to give a shout-out to Jake's mom for taking care of us and making sure we had treats every week.
Thanks for rubbing it in, telling me how great it tastes and smells and everything, since it's been almost 3 years since that has not been effective
you don't
for
need
me.
It. Well, you can eat it, and I'll tell you how it tastes.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's look at all the games in Class 2A. In Pod A, it was number 2, West Line of Inwood tonight, 49-14 over number 5 Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic ends their season at 9-2. West Lyon stays undefeated. We just talked to head coach Greg Bonnet from PCM as they got a big win tonight, 41-0 over Mid Prairie. Pod C, it was number 1 Spirit Lake moving to 10-1, 42-13 over North Fayette Valley. North Fayette ends their season at 9-2. And in Pod D, Tony was talking about the Bulldogs of Van Meter, and they moved to 10-1 tonight, 31-0 over number 8 Anamosa. So that sets up next Saturday morning. Grab your coffee and head to the Dome, and that's where Spirit Lake will take on PCM, and then at 1 o'clock, Van Meter will take on West Lyon. We were talking about this in the break. This could create some very weird dynamics for a championship game. You could have two Northwest Iowa teams, you could have two Central Iowa teams, or you could have a combination of one of the both, and at this point, there are four great teams. Of all the classes, I think these two games in Class 2A, to me, are the ones I would say, if there's any games you have to go see, these would be the ones that I think you need to see there in Class 2A.
All right, let's get to the 1A scorers, John Martinson.
All right, in Class 1A, top-ranked Grundy Center, 37 in a row, the state's best win streak. Again, regardless of class, 35-6 over Sumner Fredericksburg in Pod A. Pod B, number 2-ranked Dyke New Hartford, 36-19 over 9th-ranked South Hardin of Eldora. In Class C, 5th-ranked Hinton, defeating Underwood, 37-15. Our thanks to Daniel Versteg for his report on that game from KLEM Radio. And in Pod D tonight, it was Wilton, the 7th-ranked Beavers, avenging a loss earlier in the season to number 6 Iowa City Regina, 21-14. First time that Wilton has ever made the state semifinals. That's Class 1A, the semifinals. Wilton and Grundy Center at 10 o'clock, followed by at 1 o'clock a week from today, Hinton and Dyke New Hartford.
All right, the head coach of Grundy Center again holding the state's biggest winning streak at 37 straight, 11-0 this season. The defending champs at Grundy Center, and Travis Zajac joins us on the Coach's Hotline. Coach, congratulations. I know I got to ask you, Coach, because, you know, we talk about playing with a target on your back, and your Grundy Center team now with the longest winning streak in the state. You've got to be set up each and every night to take everybody's best shot no matter what, and it's been a great year to take them shots.
Yeah, it's no secret. You know, we talk about that pretty openly, but, you know, we're always giving everybody's best, and, you know, we want nothing but that. And credit to our kids and our assistant coaches for responding week in and week out here as we continue to roll in the 2024 season.
Talking to head coach Travis Zajac at Grundy Center on the Spartans. Coach, what is this, 6-7 years in a row you've made it to at least the semifinal or played for a championship game or in between Class A and now 1A?
Yeah, this is my 6th season here in Grundy Center, and 6th year in a row that we've qualified for at least the semifinals, like you said. And we've played in the last 5 state championship games.
That's amazing.
Coach Zajac, congratulations on the win tonight. You're number 1 Spartans. You know, the old cliche is defense wins championships, and if you can prevent the other team from scoring, that gives your opportunity. You guys have had no trouble throwing up points, but also holding. I think only 2 teams this year have scored more than once on you in an evening. So talk about your leadership of your team and just the buy-in and the way you're able to be shutting these teams down, even at this point of the season.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on that side of the ball. I'm the offensive play caller, but I'm a defensive guy at heart. And you know, we want to be able to take away what you do best and work really hard to try to, you know, make that emphasis throughout the week. And, you know, we try to kind of look 21st century, but there's no secret to anybody that plays us. We want to run the football. So if we can get stops and possess the ball and run it, but also take some shots and make some big plays and put points on the board, we're a pretty tough out. We've played phenomenal team defense again this season. It's credit to Chris Conger, our defensive coordinator, and Jeff Dolan, Nick Betts, and Colby Muller, our defensive coaches, along with Scott Muller. It's been a heck of a run thus far, and we're excited to keep it going.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win over Sumner Fredericksburg. You'll take on a Wilton team that's never been to the Dome, so they're playing with what you'd call house money coming into next Friday's semifinal.
Yeah, I don't know an awful lot about them, to be honest with you. But, you know, they're definitely a trial by fire. They play in a really, really tough district. You know, they obviously beat Iowa City Regina tonight, kind of a revenge match in the quarterfinal. They're going to be a very tough customer, so we'll be excited to compete against those guys. But we're going to enjoy tonight here a little bit and get after it tomorrow morning in the film and have a good plan in place for Wilton.
All right, Coach, good luck in the Dome next week.
Hey, thank you so much, Coach Spartans.
All right, thank you, Travis Zajac, the winning head coach at Grundy Center, and our coaches hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
So something that Grundy Center isn't really familiar with, and that's playing road games, because they've only played four games on the road this year. They've had seven home games thanks to the playoffs and their normal regular season. So this will be something a little bit new for them, having to get on the bus and take it there.
Stay away from home.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have another week of listening to Ed Wilson over at WHO probably doing this stuff, too.
If you got it, flaunt it. You know?
Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue on with the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with some more coaches' interviews and scores and the pairings one more time around. We Believe in Boone is another one of our great affiliates, KWBG AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, KCHE AM and FM classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee, and in Clinton, KROS AM 1340, 105.9 FM, your total source. Thanks to all of our great affiliates. Back with more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Down to 11:30 for our final show tonight, and powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8-player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Betts Hybrids. At Betts, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni, Jacob Briggs, our producer. We left off with Class A scores the second time around on this quarterfinal round night and the semifinal round pairings. And here's the ref, Wendell Campbell.
All right, Class A in Pod A tonight. Number 2, Wes Hancock, coming in with a 21-game win streak. They moved that to 22 with a 44-15 win over Woodbury Central.
It's 21.
Oh, it is 21.
I already updated.
Okay, so you are, all right. You're quick on the details there. So 21-game win streak there for Wes Hancock. Pod B, it was number 5 Tri-Center going on the road to ACGC, and they end ACGC's perfect season. ACGC ends 10-1. Tri-Center wins it tonight 47-20. Pod C, it was number 4 St. Ansgar over number 7 Maquoketa Valley 44-13. St. Ansgar at 10-1. Maquoketa ending in 9-2. And then Pod D, the number 1 offense in Class A, number 3, Lisbon. They came in undefeated tonight, and Madrid goes to their place and wins it tonight 27-14. So their defense shuts down the number 1 offense in Class A. So that puts us next week on Thursday at 10 a.m. Madrid will take on Wes Hancock at 10 a.m. in the morning. Grab your breakfast, watch some football, and then grab your lunch, and at 1 o'clock that afternoon, Tri-Center and St. Ansgar. Now, let's go to the phone lines tonight as we have Tri-Center Neola's head coach, Ryan Schroeder. Coach Schroeder, congratulations on the win tonight. 10-1. You go into ACGC and beat the number 1 team in Class A football.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's hit me yet, to be honest with you. You know, it's just such an overwhelming feeling, you know, for our program, and you know, just so proud of our guys and everything they've done and the season they've put together. You know, it's just nothing short of outstanding.
Coach Schroeder, congratulations on the victory. And it looks like you kind of had their wheels spinning right away. You get out front quickly, and I think it was a hard uphill climb, and your kids kept that thumb on the throat during the night.
Yeah, they did. You know, once we got up a little bit, and then, you know, we had our middle line, or our outside linebacker, Carter Coons, he had a pick six, you know, there. And that's one of them things, you know, as a coach, it's hard to overcome. And I felt like we had all the momentum, you know, after that. And, you know, they're such a good football team, so well coached. And, you know, their offense, it's a juggernaut. It's a tough one to stop. But my hat's off to my guys, you know, and my DC, Matt Hoke, and assistant Steven Peterson. They had a heck of a defensive plan going in, and the boys executed it very well.
We're talking to head coach Ryan Schroeder at Tri-Center. Coach, first time have you on the program. Congratulations on the win. And first time for Tri-Center at the Dome. Any idea when the last time was that Tri-Center has advanced this far in high school football?
Actually, never. Never prior to this year have we won a playoff game. We've been there. We've made the playoffs 13 times, but had never won a playoff game until this year.
That's outstanding. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck in the Dome and the Class A semis.
Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tri-Center head coach Ryan Schroeder joining us in the winner's circle for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com.
And knocking off top-ranked team ACGC at Derek Casey
Guthrie Center.
I'm just waiting for you to jump in. I could see your head moving.
He was
forward.
Ready to get.
Yeah, I was like biting at the mic, man.
Well, they have a little bit of football lore because
yeah, but we always call them ACGC or ACDC all year.
I
where they're from.
I had been practicing my best Bon Scott all week, hoping that they would win. I could sing the Highway to the Dome, and it didn't happen. So that's all right, though.
All right, we have done it twice around. We're going to come back after the break. We'll get all the scores again, the pairings real quickly through, and possibly another coach on the coach's hot. Line. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
The lights are shutting down all over the state, but the scores are coming in like crazy. More of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show next, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
In the pale neon light of a Saturday night, you'll see him walk up to the bar. He'll size up the ladies, the no's and the maybes, till he finds one who let down her guard. Then the band on his hand gets slipped off again, and his disarming charm starts to work. Then with a drink and a lie, in the blink of an eye, something amazing occurs. There's no one to wake. The note that she wrote him says, I've given up hoping I'd be able to change you someday. He sits on the bed, shaking his head, a man in complete disbelief. Knows what he's lost, oh, but he never thought someday he'd really be.
The difference maker on defense. He had two interceptions and continues to lead the state in Class 8 player now with 10 INTs on the season. Remsen St. Mary's will take an 11-0 record into the Unidome in Cedar Falls on Wednesday morning. The Hawks will match up with the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears, who defeated Remsen St. Mary's in the second round of the 8 player playoffs last year. Audubon's season comes to an end at 10-1. For the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show, I'm Daniel Versteg, KLEM and Lamar's.
So that gives us the matchups next week, as he said, 10 a.m. St. Mary's Remsen versus Bishop Garrigan, and then at 1 o'clock, Gladbrecker Rhinebeck will take on Lenox, and that is next Wednesday.
That's the eight-player semifinals at the Unidome on Friday, November 15th, the Unidome, 4 o'clock. West Des Moines Valley and Dowling Catholic meet for the second time this season in the 5A semis, and at 7 o'clock, the three-time defending champs Rams of Southeast Polk will face Iowa City Liberty. In Class 4A, they'll play the semifinals on Thursday, November 14th, 4 o'clock. Defending champions Lewis Central of Council Bluffs faces the Pella Little Dutch. And at 7 o'clock, North Scott of Eldridge will take on North Polk. Class 3A pairings for next week, John.
All right, Class 3A at 4 o'clock a week from tomorrow. It'll be Waller Catholic of Dubuque against Sergeant Bluff Luton, followed at 7 o'clock then by Mount Vernon and Humboldt.
And then in Class 2A, and jump down to that one, the matchups there, Spirit Lake will take on PCM Saturday next week at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Van Meter and West Lyon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, in Class 1A, as we take a look at the how the semifinals go together, 10 o'clock, Wilton, a first-time entrant in the state semifinals. In Class A, Wilton against Grundy Center, again, making their sixth, seventh straight appearance in the Unidome, either in Class A or now 1A. And then 1 o'clock, a week from today, Hinton against Dyke New Hartford in the second semifinal. That's Class 1A.
The Class A matchups at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, Madrid will take on West Hancock. West Hancock undefeated in the season, a 21-game win streak there. And then Tri-Center versus St. Ansgar. Tri-Center 10-1 on the season. We just talked to head coach Ryan Schroeder a little bit ago, and St. Ansgar sitting at 10-1 as well. So two really good teams, good matchups there in Class A.
I thank all the coaches that came on the hotline tonight as well. By the way, in Class 5A, Dallin and Iowa City Liberty with the class best 8-game winning streak as they head into the semifinals. In Class 4A, North Polk has a class best 11-game winning streak as they head to the playoffs.
Score alert.
Well, UCLA kicked a field goal with a couple of minutes plus left in the game, and the Bruins upend Iowa tonight. So that was another football game going on. It was Big Ten action tonight and at the Rose Bowl.
At the Rose Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, Bruins beat the Hawkeyes 20-17.
So in every class, we have a defending champ except for Class 3A. They lost their defending champion last week. So 3A will have a new champion crown that all the other classes had, all the champions have an opportunity to defend and continue on.
And with all the uncertainty in 5A, you know, Southeast Polk sitting at 7-4. They're the only 5A champ the state of Iowa has ever known. I'm not saying they're a favorite, but they're no stranger to the turf there on the dome. And this time of year, they're really no stranger to Iowa City Liberty. Might be the only one that they don't have any sort of history with. And everybody
Dallin
else.
And Valley, well, they're not strangers to each other.
No strangers to the dome either for that.
Yeah. In Class 4A, of course, Lewis Central, Pella, that should be an outstanding. North Scott, North Polk, that's just a, I mean, 5A and 4A for sure are wide. I think about every class you look at these pairings, it is going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, Class 3A, there's three losses among four teams. A couple of unbeatens with Sergeant Bluff Luton and Waller Catholic. I think, boy, Sergeant Bluff Luton, if you can at least slow down that rushing attack of the Warriors. What, 557 yards against Nevada? They were down 21-6 early and then poured it on as the game went on.
I was trying to think of my best Game of Thrones reference for Battle of the North with North Polk and North Scott taking on there in 4A. In Class 2A, you know, to me, these are the ones
that's
And again, really nobody deserves to lose a game here, and the fact that somebody's going to walk away from a title. Van Meter, now granted, they're trying to make their fourth state championship, yeah. 2-1A, now 1-2A after last year. But really it's a shame that anybody has to lose out of these four teams here. They all deserve to be there. But the team that wins it this year in 2A, No doubt. They deserve it. They have earned it with the teams that are there right now.
Yeah, and Grundy Center right now, boy, they're the team to beat. What a job Travis Zajac has done up there. They seem to get better late in the year. I mean, last year they were putting it on teams. Again, Sumner Fredericksburg tonight. Wilton, again, these teams that Grundy Center runs up against are just playing with nothing to lose, basically, at this point.
And I'd like to see a Grundy Center-Van Meter game. I don't know if we can make that happen after this season, but, man, what a two just programs right now that are just
juggernauts. In fact, that was Van Meter. Last loss.
Yeah,
that's right.
Grundy Center's
last loss may have been to Van
Meter.
If anybody ever made a case for regulation or relegation in high school football, Van Meter would be the outlier. They'd say there's no way you could do that class in and class out.
Again, it was like 5 weeks ago. We had 100 teams unbeaten. We are heading to the semifinals in the Unidome. Seven classes and only 10 unbeaten teams left in the state of Iowa. Three of them are an eight player.
Well, fellas, this makes 8 years. It's been a real wonderful, wonderful time of all the people out there that listen to us week in and week out. For Jake and Joe, Tony, I know I give you a hard time on and off the air, but it really is a pleasure.
It's been real. It's been fun. And as always, it's been real fun.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to our show all season long.
has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzetti, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic.